Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Neshma Sarah Malka Baser Yitzchak. We are in the middle of Maseches Erevin, and we're going to close out the first parak today. And learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends, the Wangers, Lili Neshmas Avram Ben Avram. Makifin Shlosha Chavalam Zelam Alam Izeh Bezelam Alam Izeh Obavachalei Bechevel Chaveir Shlosha Tvachim. We can alternatively surround with three horizontal ropes driven to the post, attached to posts in the ground, and use those ropes as a fence, as long as there is no gap more than three tefachim between each rope. Now, also, by the way, in doing so, shir chavolim ba'avim yeser al tefach, the thickness of all the ropes together has to be more than a tefach, so that this way you have the gaps of less than three tefachim, that makes up nine tefachim, and then you have the ropes themselves, which make up a tefach, so that everything will equal a grand total of 10 tefachim in the process. The mission continues, makifin bekanim. You can also use vertical posts into the ground. You have to make sure that there aren't three tefachim between each one and his friend, right? Bishayara dibru Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said that's only good by a shayara. They were lenient that you don't need to have anything else. You just need to have the posts, either vertical or the ropes, horizontal. So Chacham say, no. They were only talking about the posts in a caravan, because that happened to be the case that came up. But if it would come up in an Airbnb or another situation where you're putting up an Erev, that would also be okay. Right now, kol mechitza she'ena shel shlesli v'shel erev ve'ena mechitza divrei Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Any mechitza that is not going to be both horizontal and vertical, pieces in it, is not a mechitza according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. And he says you need to have even for a caravan shesi ve'erev. Right, b'chachamim omer l'chachamim say echad mishnei advarim. You need either horizontal or vertical. And by the way, the Bartanura points out that the earlier position was only allowed for an individual by a caravan. And this position, they seem to say, it doesn't matter whether we're dealing with individuals or the public. It doesn't matter whether we're dealing with the home or the road. It doesn't matter, period. It is allowed one or the other. You could use a horizontal or vertical system in order to be able to build an Erev, and that is the way we paskin. Now, Arba Dvarim Patru B'machaneh, there happen to be leniencies. There are other types of leniencies that exist in an army camp. All right, Mevi'in Eitzim Mikol Makom, we can bring wood from anywhere. It's not considered theft, even if it was made into bundles. Right, Upturim Mirchitzas Yadayim, they also don't have to wash Netilas Yadayim. In that, before eating bread, umi demai, and they don't have to go ahead and separate trumas meiser of demai in that situation. And also mila ariv, and they also don't have to make an eruv echatzeros in that situation. Obviously, an eruv truman would be necessary, but an eruv echatzeros would not. Okay, we'll stop here. With this, we complete the first parak of Masechta Erevin, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.